But all three of the questions you just cited, why does the job exist, why was it created, what needs to be accomplished, these are really geared to understanding the job's mission. And so there are good conversations at different points in the interview cycle. But why exist gets at the overall mission. Why was the job created gets at the pain that somebody had that the position was created to solve. And so just understanding the overall mission isn't good enough. The argument is you want to dig in to understand the real pain, and then what needs to be accomplished on one level gets at expectations, but what it really gets at is getting at the vision for success of the person you're asking the questions of. So why does it exist? What's the overall mission? Why was it created? What was the pain you were feeling? And how do you think I should solve it is another way of thinking about those questions. So yeah, they could be good at different times.
Again, so if you have a clear understanding of all that, the day you go into that job, you're going to be way ahead of the game.
I'd go beyond that. That is the foundation for everything else. It's not, I mean, you're absolutely right. Having that puts you way ahead of the game, but not having that puts you just so far behind the curve that you're going to be playing catch up forever.
Right.
It's the first building block.